A grandmother does what she can.
There were two loans that your ex-mother-in-law made to you.
She called me and said her electricity had been turned off.
But this mom is dealing with far worse.
When were you divorced from her son?
We're still going through the divorce, but...
So you're still married?
We were together for 17 years, married for 11.
You have three children together.
He left us 2 weeks later. He asked me to forgive him for his second affair.
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy.
Nina Draper is suing her estranged daughter-in-law, Nicole Scott, for two unpaid loans.
Order. All rise.
This case number 456 on the calendar in the matter of Draper versus Scott.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Ms. Scott, I'm going to start with you because I've read your answer to the plaintiff's complaint, and I think that the issue has to be resolved with you. Because Ms. Draper, who is your former mother-in-law, says that she loaned you some money.
Yes.
On two separate occasions. And according to her and according to you, you paid her back some of the money.
Yes.
There was, in fact, a balance on the two loans that she made you. And you acknowledge that there was a balance on the loans that she made to you. It is your claim, however, that she forgave the balance of the loan. And how much was the balance of the loan?
I actually don't know the exact amount.
How much was the balance of the loan?
$3,012.
That you forgave the balance of these two loans, which were $3,012. And she did that because you allowed her son to live on a trailer, her son who was your ex-husband, to live on a trailer on a property that you owned, and she said to you that if you let him live on that trailer, then she would forgive the balance of the loans she made to you. That's your answer.
Can I explain?
Yes, I'm going to let you explain. Now, when were you divorced from her son?
We're still going through the divorce, but...
So you're still married?
Yes.
And this property that you own?
No, we rent.
Mm-hmm. You both rent?
Yes. He left us. We have three kids together. We were together
for when?
In June 2016. We were together for 17 years. But he left us.
Okay, he left. And when did he want to come back and live in the trailer?
2 weeks later, he asked me to forgive him for his second affair.
Just so 2 weeks later, he asked to come back.
No, he did not ask to live in the trailer. He came back wanting me to forgive him again.
Okay.
And you said back in.
Whatever. Yeah.
But I told he wasn't allowed to step foot back in my house ever again.
Well, it's not your house. If you live together and you're still married, the house, even if you rent it, is both of yours.
He was not coming back in the house.
Well, I understand that you say that. I understand that you say that, Ms. Scott. What I'm telling you is, unless a court excludes him from the house, he has the right to be there.
I understand that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, but what you say is interesting. You are still married to her son.
Yes.
And you have been married for 17 years.
We were together for 17 years, married for 11.
Now, I'm going to come back to Ms. Draper at this point. When did you make this loan?
March 2nd of 2016.
For what?
Nicole ran a daycare business, and she was being sued by the County of Orange and needed to get an attorney. And I lent her $5,000 for attorney fees.
Just a second. She was running a daycare out of her house that she rents with your son.
Yes.
And she needed an attorney for that business.
She was being sued.
Just a sec. She needed an attorney for that business. At the time she was running the daycare out of the house, just my own curiosity, who was your son working for?
He was working for a company called Response One.
What is that?
It's mold and water and fire damage.
How long had he worked for them?
About 12, 13 years.
Still works there?
Yes.
So this debt was a debt that was incurred during the course of the marriage?
Yes, for her business.
I don't care whose business it's for. It was a debt that was incurred during the course of the marriage?
Yes.
And what was the second loan for?
She called me in September and said her electricity had been turned off and if I would loan her the money to turn her electricity back on. And so I did.
Just a second. They're still married in September. Is that right?
Yes.
What marital debts do you have, Ms. Scott, and do you have an attorney in the divorce proceeding?
I don't have one, but my husband does.
He has one.
I can't afford one. He doesn't pay me child support every month.
Just a second.
He lost his job, actually.
May I
finish
my questions? What debt did you have up until the time he left?
It was just our car loans.
Car loan?
Yeah, so he took the truck and I took the Tahoe. So we just split that because I took on my own car and he took on his own truck. We basically didn't have any other debt. I mean, credit cards, but they were just in either in my name or just in his name. And so we just said, okay, we're going to take both of our, you know, own credit cards.
You have three children together.
Yeah.
How much money were you making from the daycare business?
The last time I filed, it was $114, but all of that stuff was, I have so many deductions, like rent and food, so I don't know how. I'm basically like negative, like I have carryovers.
You took off part of the house as a deduction?
Yeah, because I run the daycare 11 hours a day.
I suggest that you count this $3,000 as a marital debt. And when your son and his wife go through the divorce process, he should list your money as a marital debt. Do you understand?
She was sued as under Parents View Child Care.
Just listen to me very carefully. She supported the household based upon this business that was run out of the household where your son lived. I suggest that you list this money as a marital debt. Tell your son, who has a lawyer, that I said that he should list it as a marital debt. He should pay half. Do you understand? We're done. Your case is dismissed without prejudice to refiling it with the domestic relations courts that's handling your son's divorce. Got it?
Yes.
Perfect.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Relieved? Because that's how I felt. I didn't feel like I...
Because she was sued under her daycare business, and that's the money that I lent her. It had nothing to do with my son.
Deserved to pay for it all by myself.
And there was only that debt and an electric bill.
I'm sure that he won't be held responsible.
We've already had a strain on the relationship.
Of course, but I mean, there's other things have gone on too that has caused strain, so...
I would like it if she would take it upon herself to pay back some of this debt.
I'm just glad that this was the outcome because that was really nerve-wracking, having all that burden on me, so.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Nungarai versus Me You. Step forward.
19-year-old Jaleesa Nungarai is suing fellow motorist 23-year-old Vanessa Me You for backing into her car outside of an elementary school.
Miss Me You, this accident happened, or allegedly happened, on December 5th.
Yes, ma'am.
You were picking up your brother from school, and you were parked in a parking lane.
Right.
Your brother got into the front passenger seat of the car?
Yes, ma'am.
And you were backing up so that you could pull out of that parking space because the car in front of you was too close to you?
Yes, ma'am.
So you were backing up. Mm-hmm. The plaintiff was also parked in the same lane as you were parked in.
Correct.
But she was behind you.
Yes.
It is her claim that you hit her car as you were backing up.
Yes.
And while you acknowledge that you hit something.
Yes, I would.
What you say is, I didn't hit your car, I hit the curb.
Right.
So now we all agree that there was some collision on December 5th as you were pulling out of a parking space.
Yes, Your Honor.
So now I'm going to look at photographs of the alleged damage to plaintiff's car, which would have been around the front bumper, correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
I'd like to look at that while you're going to explain to me why it didn't happen.
Okay.
Okay.
I actually do have proof of the fact that I have a newer car and it does have all the technology. I have a backup camera.
I don't care. You acknowledge that you hit something.
Right.
Your brother came out and said she hit the curb, but he was inside the car.
Right.
You were inside driving the car.
Mm-hmm.
You hit something. So with all your technology in your car, it did not prevent you from hitting the curb.
Right.
It would have gone beep, 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 beep.
Yeah.
And then you wouldn't have hit the curb.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So clearly, either you weren't paying attention to the beep, if you have a car with all the modern technology. Now I'm going to look at her car.
Okay.
Well, this is the front of your car.
Yes, Your Honor.
And this is the rear of her car.
Yes. Those photos were taken at the scene.
Okay. So you have a new car.
Mm-hmm.
I have made circles, so I want you to give this to Plaintiff Bird, please, and give this to the defendant, okay? This is where I, with my naked eye, see, looking at it, is that where you allege the damages to your bumper?
No, ma'am. There were multiple damages.
Where?
These are the photos that we got from Caliber Collision, where I got my estimate from. On the cover light, there is a dent. On the left of that, on the bumper, there are scrapes and marks. And also the tow hook that is also on the passenger side was pushed inward, and that has a dent on it as well.
I'll take a look at and see what they say. Now, take a look at the picture that I just circled for
right.
you.
And that
just
actually...
Just listen to me.
Sure.
Just take a look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Am I correct that that's damage on the rear of your car?
Yes.
Okay.
But I bought it that way. I have proof that my car is pre-owned. And
I don't care.
I actually have pictures that you can see that it's not a hit. It's actually like a paint smudge. I have close-ups of the picture, so you can see the exact damage.
I'll take a look at that.
This is the close part. And then that's more of the scratch close-up as well. I also have...
Mm-hmm. Now, before this incident where the defendant acknowledges that she hit something as she was backing up, did you have those scratches on your car?
No, Your Honor.
After the defendant acknowledges that she hit something on December 5th, immediately thereafter, did you have the scratches on your car?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have an estimate to have your car fixed?
I do.
May I see it? Okay, are we done here?
No, ma'am.
I'm done. You can have 30 more seconds, but I'm done.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I don't see anywhere where it says that in here.
It says that they don't match, like the
marks don't match. No, show me where it says they don't match. Just show me where it says. I just looked at it very carefully. Show me where it says it doesn't match.
And later today...
Watch where your car is. Sidewalk. You do not own the sidewalk.
That is
You're
correct.
Supposed to stop at the property line. And you see, if you said you saw him, what did you go out for? Where did you expect him to go? In the front of your car?
Real cases. Real people. Judge Judy. Julissa Nungarai says, fellow motorist Vanessa Miyu backed into her car outside of an elementary school.
Okay, are we done here?
No, ma'am.
I'm done. You can have 30 more seconds, but I'm done.
Okay. So I actually have two denial letters from Caliber Collision showing that my marks don't even match up with hers.
Just a second. You have something from whom?
The car place that she got her estimate from. She didn't have insurance. I wanted to call the cops at the scene if she was actually going to claim that I had hit her car. She didn't have insurance, so
I'd just like to see what somebody said in this form.
Right.
It's hearsay, but I just would like to see it.
Right. So there's two denial letters.
You have anything else?
I just have proof that her from my insurance, that the same claim that she's giving you the estimate is from the same place showing that why they denied her claim, because I didn't hit her. If I would have hit her, I would have been
a
nervous wreck.
I don't see anywhere where it says that in here.
It says that they don't match, like the marks
don't match. No, show me where it says they don't match. Just show me where it says. I just looked at it very carefully. Show me where it says it doesn't match. Show me where it says it doesn't match.
It just says no new damages at the time of inspection.
Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $783. We're done.
Thank you, Your Honor.
I just excuse you. May step out.
I just appreciate Judge Judy seeing through the truth. If there really wasn't an accident, why would she give me her information? I did not hit this lady's car. I have all the proof. It shows that she didn't even have insurance. I would have called the cops immediately if I would have hit her and reacted. I did have insurance. We did have a little bit of complications. And if the defendant really felt like I didn't have insurance, she should have called the cops as soon as she felt that anything was wrong. Well, she wanted to drop the case because she said that it was fine. She said there was nothing wrong with my car, nothing wrong with her car, so we were going to leave. If you're unsure, go ahead and just call the cops. That would be the best case thing to do. I should have just called the cops, and I wouldn't have gone through with any of this.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter, Jackson versus Sales. Step forward.
Jennifer Jackson is suing neighbor
Shanae Shea Sales for car damage after Shea's son ran into her on his bicycle.
Ms. Jackson, when did this incident happen between your car and this young man's bike?
November 10th, 2017.
And it happened as you were pulling out of your driveway?
Yes, ma'am.
What time?
At 3:30 in the afternoon.
I see that we have the monitor here. Are you going to show me where this happened or the incident happening itself?
The incident happening itself, ma'am.
Okay, I'd like to see it.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Well, if you saw him, then you shouldn't have crossed the sidewalk. You want to play it again? Bird, would you play that again for me, please? If you saw him, I'm giving you credit that you didn't see him, but if you saw him and he was riding on the sidewalk, why did you keep going?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Jennifer Jackson is suing neighbor Shanae Shea Sales for car damage after Shea's son ran into her on his bicycle.
I see that we have the monitor here. Are you going to show me where this happened or the incident happening itself?
The incident happening itself, ma'am.
Okay, I'd like to see it. Bird, you want to play that for me again?
Sure.
Is that bush? Do you see the bush?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that on your property?
Yes, it is.
Is that your own home?
Yes, ma'am.
I've seen it, Bird. So now I've seen that, Miss Jackson, and your car was damaged by this young man's bicycle.
Yes.
And you want his mother to be responsible.
Yes, ma'am.
Not going to happen. That bush that's on your property restricts your vision of seeing who and on what modality is coming down that street, whether it's a child on a bicycle or somebody walking a dog or somebody in an electric wheelchair. That bush blocks your ability to see somebody coming out as you're pulling out of your garage. And if the bush wasn't there, and if you stopped before you crossed the sidewalk, because you did, in fact, cross the sidewalk, do you understand?
I do understand, Your Honor.
You planned it? If you had stopped at your driveway and the bush wasn't there, you would have been able to see this young man and his friend, evidently, coming down the street quickly.
Your Honor?
Yes?
I believe I did see him. That's why I slowly came out of the garage. I did see him to my left.
Well, if you saw him, then you shouldn't have crossed the sidewalk. You want to play it again? Bird, would you play that again for me, please?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Well, if you saw him, then you shouldn't have crossed the sidewalk. You want to play it again? Bird, would you play that again for me, please? If you saw him, I'm giving you credit that you didn't see him, but if you saw him and he was riding on the street, why did you keep going? Just watch.
Okay.
Watch where your car is. Sidewalk. You do not own the sidewalk.
That is correct.
You're supposed to stop at the property line. And you see, if you said you saw him, what did you go out for? Where did you expect him to go? In the front of your car?
I actually did, ma'am, or stop.
You expected him to stop? No, you have to stop.
Okay.
You have to stop. See how easy that was? Your case is dismissed. We're done.
Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I was obviously upset about the damage to the car, and I made sure he was okay, and he was. He was visibly upset.
Well, I'm kind of glad because now I ain't in the bind and I ain't got to pay her because I knew it was more to the story.
I chose to handle it and speak with his mother about it.
With my son running into her car, and I already knew it was more to that than just him running into the car.
In my estimation of it, it wasn't my fault, so I felt that I didn't need to go through my insurance.
Yeah, big time. Accidents happen. The kid gonna mess up something later down the line. I mean, it was an accident.
I have no ill will toward them or anything, but I just felt that I needed to plead my case.
Watch out for the kids. Yeah.
Accidents happen and lessons learned.